Come on, come on.
Get a small one-bedroom efficiency apartment that lined up as bunk sitting area on one side, and across from that a full counter with a two-burner induction hot plate on it with a single tank sink with a fan over the top and some lockers.
That is Fortunatus Wayne, a board member for Sitka Homeless Coalition.
And then in the back, and go through the front room area, you got on one side a closet, and in the back you have a bath, a shower, and a lavatory setup.
Wayne is standing in one of the 12 new Hitkasani tiny homes that are dedicated to providing housing to unhoused Sitkins. Other visitors file in and out of the room, whether to express awe at the home's modern interior or to find relief from the snowy 30-degree weather outside. As somebody who has experienced being unhoused himself, Wayne is no stranger to how dangerous it can be to go without access to warm and reliable housing, especially during Alaskan winters. He says the location of the Hitkasani community, next to Sitka Mini Storage at the end of Jarvis Street, is especially meaningful to him. As a teenager growing up in Sitka, he got to know some unhoused folks who hung out in that area.
And one in particular, he'd be going, yes, this is a good thing. But this has been needed since for at least 30 years.
And Wayne is not the only person excited by the grand opening of Hitkasani, which has been in development for 3 years. Numerous speakers from all across Alaska addressed the crowd of over 60 to padded applause from attendees' gloved hands. From Maria Yucatel, who works for Senator Dan Sullivan, to Sitka Mayor Stephen Eisenbeis.
There are people in this town who just need a little bit of help to get back on their feet, and this is exactly what this is going to do for us. It's going to strengthen our town in many more ways than just providing a roof over your head. And what an example of a day of why we need this, right? Everybody's out here bundled up in hats, gloves, coats. We're all a little bit cold. Can you imagine if you didn't have one of these to go to after this event?
After many speeches and much anticipation, the attendees all gathered around as representatives from the Homeless Coalition and Rasmussen Foundation cut a bright red ribbon marking the official grand opening of the Hitkasani community.
Okay, ready?
Ready, woo-hoo! Set, go!
Holding one end of the unfurled ribbon is Denise Schaefer, the programs director for the Homeless Coalition, who is praised by numerous speakers for her work in connecting the organization's clients with the paperwork they need to move into the new homes. For Schaefer, it is an incredibly touching moment to celebrate all the people who helped make Hitkasani a reality.
It's extremely emotional for me, because I look around and I see so many people who have been a part of this. Oh, man. In that role as connector, I also got to be supporter. And, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. And all these people poured into mine, so, yeah, it's good to see them.
As of Monday, 5 of the 12 housing units in Hitkasani are occupied by new tenants. Going forward, the Sitka Homeless Coalition hopes to build a services building for Hitkasani residents to gather and access essential behavioral health and employment services. In Sitka, I'm Ryan Cotter.